Yeah, Friday night, Hollywood nights, the Giants game will already be over. You'll need something to do, right? Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, is here. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good
Happy rainy
morning.
Day, huh?
Yes, another rainy day, another reason to head into the movie theaters. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I know if you're a superhero fan, a lot of people are excited to see what Warner Brothers does with Shazam. Now, I don't know if you know Aster Angel. He stars as Billy Batson. He's a 14-year-old foster kid trying to track down his real mother. Now, of course, along the way, he's going to meet an ancient wizard who's desperately looking for someone to take his place in the fight against evil.
I love how you say, of course, he is encountered by a wizard. I'm like, oh, that happens every day. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, when we're talking about superheroes, you got to be open for anything.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, anyway, this wizard's going to transfer all his powers to Batson. And when Batson says one word, Shazam, he's going to become an adult superhero who's played by Zachary Levi. Now, he's still a kid at heart, so at first Batson's going to use his powers for fun, maybe even to turn a profit. But a new threat's going to arrive, and he's going to have to learn to master his new powers and hopefully use them for the greater good. Here's a little quick clip from the trailer. Billy's just got his powers. He goes to visit his foster brother Freddy, because he doesn't know exactly what's going on.
It's me, it's Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff. It's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
Sets the stage a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to like about Shazam, and I think when you listen to that clip, that little trailer, you get an idea, because there's so many superhero movies out there, and there's more on the way. It's refreshing that the film takes a different approach to telling the story. Here we go. We got a 14-year-old kid in the body of an adult superhero, so that's going to offer plenty of opportunity for some humor. So the film's entertaining, and I think a lot of the part is because it feels familiar, because it's a lot like Tom Hanks in Big.
Yeah.
So if you like that kind of movie, you're going to get a lot of that in this. And aside from a few scary villains, what I thought may be too scary for some younger viewers, the film pretty much is silly, it's family-friendly. Of course, you know, I have to do it, I'm going to compare it to Marvel. And for that reason, it's not exactly a perfect film. Love the lighthearted approach, but sometimes I almost wish it was not so light. Maybe a little more weight would give a little more depth.
I love the fact that it's a foster kid turning into a superhero.
And I like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angles to like about that. I do say, though, you know, when you're exploiting your superpowers for profit and for fun, there is humor in that. But for me personally, you do it too much, gets a little repetitive, and then I kind of feel like the joke wears out. Didn't take away from the film, but that was just noticeable to me. But you mentioned foster kids, and I like that because the filmmaker is going to make up for those little, you know, issues, let's say, because they actually have this emotional heart to the film. Billy's trying to find his mother, but ultimately he's really just trying to find a family. So as he goes along in this film and he learns the importance of family and what a real family means, that's that extra emotional connection that's going to pay off and give the film an extra shine. So, you know, it's got a little bit of everything for everybody. Obviously, it's a good time. So how can you turn your back on DC superheroes?
Absolutely. And especially before, what is it, a couple of weeks from now, the new Avengers movie comes out. So you got a couple
of
weeks to sit with this one. I know you are.
26.
You and Daniel both are waiting for that to happen for sure. And sounds like a good one, Chris. What about this rainy day, maybe rainy weekend? What if we've got some time at home to stream?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, it hasn't been that long since the Academy Awards where we saw Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah,
which I thought was a great film.
Me too.
Get some awards. So if you're looking for sort of the same thing but the flip side of that, there's a movie called The Dirt on Netflix. It's all about Motley Crue, sort of their biography film. But what I like about it is it kind of goes in the reverse direction because these guys, which I didn't know anything about them, I thought it was fascinating, did a lot of partying. And
huh,
this kind of has that Wolf of Wall Street approach.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So imagine that style of drug use and sex and sort of that way of talking to the camera to address the audience. It kind of has all those elements in it. And I just thought, for me, not knowing anything about him and the way it was told, I thought it was really entertaining. And I was like, how are these guys going to keep on doing this? Where's it going to end? So they definitely had me totally into it until the end of the film. So definitely put that on your list if you want another shade of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Very good. Very good. Always, you make some great suggestions when it comes to streaming, too, along with your movie reviews, Chris, and we appreciate all of it from you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, and talking about the movie Shazam.